What's going on, everyone? Frankie D here. This podcast you're about to listen to is from my live internet radio show on the Live 365 app. So for anyone that wants to listen to the Frankie D show live, download the Live 365 app to your phone or go to live365.com and look up FDRS on there. All right? FDRS. That's the name of my radio station. So listen live, jam out to some classic rock with me. Maybe even call in. And that all takes place on Fridays, every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Sound good? Enjoy the podcast now. Hey, everyone. Frankie D here. Welcome to the Frankie D Show. What's going on, everyone? I'm starting up the Frankie D Show right now. I'm your host, Frankie D. Thank you. Thank you very much. Alrighty, for everyone listening right now, go text a friend or something. Tell them to get the Live 365 radio app and get FDRS on there. Then you can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to follow the show on social media, it's at The Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And I've been putting podcast episodes of the show up. So if you missed a live show, you could find The Frankie D Show anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. The episode from last week was with Doug is up. It's the very last episode. It's just says Doug from Undefeated Media on the show, something like that. It's like, we got to get this one out there. You know, I was kind of upset with myself after. I didn't stick to my guns. I asked him who he thought was hotter, Salma Hayek or Jennifer Lopez. And he went towards the Jennifer Lopez route, which is a very respectable route. And, I said, I can't decide, which is true. I can't decide. And then, fucking Doug makes me pick. Then I felt bad after. I'm like, no, I can't pick. They're both phenomenally beautiful. So, I went with Salma Hayek. Because I want, the jealous route. Like, what is Jennifer Lopez doing with Ben Affleck? She should be with me. But in general, I can't decide. That is just way too hard of a decision. So I was like, why didn't I stick to my guns? Now I feel bad. If I would have picked Jennifer Lopez, I would have felt bad too, though. There is no wrong answer when it comes to Jennifer Lopez or Salma Hayek. They're both ridiculously sexy. I gotta get in touch with Doug. I gotta see, last week he wanted to do the interview through video, and I looked at the link after. It was just a StreamYard video, and I looked at it after, and it, there was nowhere for me to get the video from, so he must have it. And I think he even said on the, on the call that he would be sending me the video or something. Well, I haven't received no fucking video from him. That guy, I really don't understand the way he runs that business. It's a cool business he's got, but I email him, doesn't email me back. Try to call him to do an interview, takes like a month to do, something that could have been done a while ago. Like, Doug, what the hell are you doing? Send me the fucking video if you have it. Actually, speaking of guests, I will be having another guest. I don't think this one will be video. It doesn't even really matter. I can't even put it anywhere in terms of the first one. So who even knows what the deal with this one would be. But this one will only be a call-in interview. So if anyone wanted video of this one too, I'm sorry. But it's going to be with Robbie Bridges, a morning New Jersey radio host from 107 The Boss. So yeah, that should be a fun conversation. We'll be like, dude, why are you not hiring me to do a show on your station? I actually think, it's a pretty cool radio station. It's a classic rock station. They own a country station, the company that owns the classic rock station. Then I think they own an AM station, too. I don't really know what the AM station's about. It's a pretty cool thing. The fact that it's not owned by a big corporation, I think, is awesome. The fact that it's not owned by, iHeart or one of those is cool. I'll be like, dude, get the Frankie D Show on the radio station. Fire your afternoon guy. He's the morning guy. And let's get me on there, because I think it'd be cool to be on terrestrial radio, too. I don't know. It was always, I shouldn't say always, but I guess it was a dream of mine to be on terrestrial radio. And, I guess that won't be, I don't know if that's going to be happening now. Doing the internet radio thing. Howard Stern was on, a lot of people probably wouldn't even know this next name. unless you're from like the New York, New Jersey area. Howard Stern called into Jim Kerr's show the other day. So Jim Kerr, big New York City radio host. He was on a station called WPLJ back in the day. Right now, he's currently on Q104 in New York City. It's a classic rock station. And he made it to 50 years in New York City radio. 50, and he's still going. 50 years in radio. And then apparently it's just New York City radio. Apparently he was doing radio before that. So yeah, I think in Detroit. So, you know, he's been doing this for a very long time. He wanted a bunch of radio hosts, Scott Shannon, which, you know, if you're from the New York City area, you probably know his name too. He wanted a bunch of, like, actual radio guys to be guests on his show that day, like, for his 50th anniversary, Jim Kerr. And I was kind of surprised, but I was happy that Jim Kerr asked Howard Stern to be on. Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised that Howard went on to begin with. And I was sort of surprised that he asked Howard to be on just because apparently in Howard's book, Private Parts, I think that was the book. Can't say for sure. I listened to the interview. They mentioned a book. Howard used to trash Jim Kerr, but, you know, I think, you know, that was all competition back then, and it sounded like Howard very much respected that he's been doing radio for 50-plus years. I thought it was a very interesting interview. I thought it was honestly one of the most entertaining, most interesting interviews that Howard's had in a long time. Like, he had Jake Gyllenhaal the other day, Gyllenhaal, however the hell you say his last name. I thought the Jim Kerr interview, way more interesting. I don't know. So, you know, I'm listening to them talk. I'm listening to them talk about radio, working up and stuff. I'm like, I'm jealous of these guys. It's funny. Everyone like bashes radio. Oh, go start a podcast. I'm jealous of these guys. I was like, I'd like to work up that way. I think that's cool. What you gonna do though? Back when they started, you could just like get a job in radio. Like they said they started at like $3 or $4 an hour and that was, you know. They worked up from there. It was just like a job. Now, it's hard to get on radio. It's hard to get on radio when even people are still saying no one listens to radio. You think at that point, people would be like, there's no point in working in radio. No one listens to it anymore. No, it is like very hard to get on air. Oh, what you gonna do? I recommend to everyone, though, if you want to hear Howard Stern talk about radio with another radio legend, then you should check out his interview with Jim Kerr. From the other day. Thought it was, as I said, very entertaining. But anyway, yeah, Robbie Bridges will be on the Frankie D show next Friday, 3:15. So everyone be there. All right, I'm going to hop to some music now, and then I will be back. All right? So first up here on the Frankie D show, we got Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. All righty, back to the Frankie D show. A few weeks ago, I talked about Elizabeth Hurley doing a sex scene in her son's movie. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here, dude? Why would you want to see your mom in a sex scene in your own movie? Like, that's just fucking weird. So I see the title of an article the other day that says, Elizabeth Hurley feels safe stripping for son. I was like, what? What is going on in that family? Now, I think they changed the name of the article, it appears to me. Saying the liberated now. I swear it said safe at first, but I can't prove that. Elizabeth Hurley admits she felt liberated stripping off for a racy sex scene directed by her son Damien. Having him there meant I felt safe. There's the safe part. Having him there meant I felt safe and looked after. All right, well, I mean, he was definitely looking at you. It's pretty weird, though. I'm glad your son makes you feel safe when you're naked. I mean, like, I can make you feel safe when you're naked. How about me and your son switch? I will be the one to look at you naked, and your son can go make another movie or something. I don't know. Like, I that is just so weird. By the way, anyone that wants to check this out, of course, it's another Daily Mail article. So, let's see. Elizabeth Hurley has revealed she felt liberated stripping off for a racy scene in her son Damien's directorial debut. Titled Strictly Confidential, the film features the actress 58 getting very steamy with another woman. I just, like, I still want to know how this all went down. I'm sure I said this last time I talked about it, but, like, did you just go up to your mom and were like, hey, mom, will you get naked in a movie for me? Okay, I don't really know if she was fully naked. Will you have a sex scene in my movie? It's like, yeah, yes, dear, of course. Like, that's just weird. Out of all the people you could have put in your movie, you picture your mom in the lesbian sex scene the most. Why is that? In the trailer, Elizabeth's character, Lily, can be seen being seduced by Natasha, played by young actress Per Chiravara. Don't know how to say that. I remember I watched the trailer for this, and I was like, yeah, I have no one to want to see this. Now, I do kind of want to check out the scene with Natasha, however, but the movie itself did not look very fun for me. I got a call in right now. Yo, caller, you're on the air with Frankie D.
Hey, I got a phone to pick with you.
Oh, who am I talking with right now?
You're talking with Damien Hurley.
Oh, Damien. Damien, yes. Why do you want to see your mom in a lesbian sex scene in your movie, you fucking freak?
It's high art. You're classless, Frankie D. Do you not know anything about high art?
I might be classless, but you're a fucking freak for putting your mom in a lesbian sex scene in your own movie. Tell me, Damien, why out of all the women you could have put in your movie, why would you put your mom in it? There's no other woman you want
because
to see in that movie.
Because she's qualified for the job. We talk about merit in this society. We live in a meritocracy.
So
she's the best actress for the job, and you damn well know that.
So Damien, there's no other actress that was more, or at least just as qualified as your mom that's not related to you?
My mama is amazing. She's wonderful. She's a fantastic actor, and she is beautiful.
Oh, I agree with you. She's beautiful. I've whacked off to her many times, Damien.
Okay, I didn't need to know that.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of dudes whacking off to her when they see this her in that lesbian sex scene in your movie. You realize that, right?
No, this is not supposed to be sexualized. It's supposed to be thought-provoking. It's supposed to be deep.
Oh, yeah? What makes it so
it's
deep?
It's not for classless people to touch their wieners to.
Well, there's going to be a lot of wiener touching to that one scene. I don't even think a lot of people are going to see your movie, Damien. I think they're just going to watch that one scene, let one rip, and that's it.
No, I'm submitting it to Khan.
Sorry, say
it? It's going to get standing ovation.
Oh, you think it's going to get a standing ovation? Now, I was talking about the story the other week, Damien, and I was reading comments from people, and they were all saying that, I don't really remember anyone saying, like, wow, look at Damien, like, putting his mom in the sex scene. Everyone was like, what the hell's wrong with this dude? So what's your response to that?
I'm tired of all the negative comments, and that's why I wanted to come on here and address them.
All right, so, like, you know, I called you a freak. I think you're a freak for putting your mom in a lesbian sex scene.
Yeah, I think that you're a moron.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And what's the reasoning for that?
How can you not see that this is tasteful? You're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. This is not smut. This is high class art.
I mean, whether it's art, whether it's smut, whatever it is, you put your mom in a lesbian sex scene. You seem like that is what we are all touching at right now.
I am an artist, and she is an artist as well. This is art.
And again, like, why couldn't you pick Kate Beckinsale? Another British woman, very sexy, MILF like your mom.
Not have the acting chops. You know, I auditioned hundreds of women for this role, and there was nobody who was a better fit than my mother. I wrote the scene for her, with her in mind.
So even if your mom is the most qualified, you're just fine with looking at her in a lesbian sex scene?
What's the issue here? I failed to see the issue.
So this article I have here, again, I haven't seen the movie, Damien, obviously, but your mom admitted she felt liberated stripping off for you. So she stripped off for you. You're just comfortable with watching your mom strip for you. Stripping off for you.
Isn't that what all mothers do for their boys?
No. You got problems, Damien, if that's how you grew up.
I think that maybe you were not raised in a loving household, Frankie.
No, I believe I was. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe I could have gotten more love. Maybe you'll have to set me up with your mom, and she could give me some of that loving that she gave you.
I do not appreciate your comments.
Why not?
I think that this is distraction.
This is what?
It's a distraction. It's taking away from the real meaning of my movie. about inner beauty, finding oneself and feeling empowered.
Well, I mean, you could have, if you never put your mom in there to begin with, there'd be no distraction, right? Were you really not expecting this distraction to come out?
Well, I don't see why there would ever possibly be any distraction.
Damien, do you like your mom's tits?
I think that my mom is a beautiful woman.
Including?
I love my...
So like, you would you rather look at her boobs or would you rather look at Kate Beckinsale's boobs?
Frank, you know nothing about art. And to be quite frank with you, Frank, if I may say, I am asexual.
Oh, or do you just find your mom attractive? And that's just it.
I love my mother.
You think she's hot?
I think my mother is a beautiful woman. I think that she is a great caregiver, a provider, and has put me on the right track to life to be the successful man that I am today.
Do you take showers with your mom?
Yes. Frank, what kind of obvious question is that?
You sleep in the same bed as her?
Frank, you're acting like you're some kind of investigative journalist, obviously.
No, I'm just putting the whole world on the same page right now. Like, you know,
well, the whole world is on the same page. Like, do you not do those things? You seem like the outsider here.
Oh, my bad. I will have to go take showers with your mom then, so I'm no longer the outsider.
No. This is about the bond of mother and son.
No, this is about your mom, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
So,
I just want these comments to stop, Frank.
Comments that I think it's crazy that you have your mom in a lesbian sex scene in your movie?
Yes, I've about had it up to here with you, Frank.
I don't know what to tell you, Damien. How about I run through, maybe you're right, maybe I am the outsider. How about I run through some more comments on this article I got here, and we'll see what some other people got to say about you. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm in the wrong here. This person said, I've always liked Liz, but having her son direct her in a raunchy film is over the top for me. No boundaries. So what do you got to say to that person?
Yeah, I mean, wrong, but why over the top? It's of course there's no boundaries. There's no boundaries between mommy and little boy.
So now someone, let's see, someone commented to that person's comment. We'll see if they agreed with them or if they disagreed with them. This person said, exactly. Oh, it seems like they're agreeing with them. Their relationship gives me all kinds of creepy and disturbing vibes. Ooh.
What is creepy and disturbing about the love between mother and little boy?
You know, they didn't go into specifics, so I can't really say for what exactly they're talking about. Someone then actually commented to that person's comment, and we'll see what they said. There is something seriously wrong with that family. You're not doing so well over here, Damien.
There's nothing wrong with us.
You know what?
There's something wrong with society if they have a problem between the love of a family.
Now, I didn't know you've been doing this for years, Damien. I just read this comment here. She's been doing it for years. He's been taking pictures of her in sexy poses for years and posing in pictures with each other that are too sexy for a son and mother. Totally ick factor for me.
Mother, what's wrong with that?
Sorry, you cut out a little bit, Damien. Say that again.
I've been capturing the beauty of my mother. What's wrong with that? She is a work of art. She is an artist.
You know, I didn't realize you were the one taking those pictures. I'll let that one slide. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be seeing her in all those sexy poses. So you can be a freak in that
You're
one.
You're a pig. You're a pig, Frank. Do you think people say the same things about the statue of David? Do you think people were saying things to Michelangelo about this?
I don't know. I'd have to look into it more.
She is my David. This is art. She is my medium. She is my muse.
Let's see. I got another comment here. The general consensus here is that the relationship is really weird. It's been commented on so many times. They both must know but not care, which is even weirder. So this person thinks you don't care, but it seems like you just have a completely different opinion on it. You just think these people are wrong that are saying it's weird. What's that?
You know what they say. It's the morons with the internet have the loudest voices. But Frank, I'm getting a call from my mother right now, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Tell her I said hi and I'd appreciate some nudies.
All right. Good day.
All right. Bye, Damien. That was Damien Hurley, everyone. Is that even his last name? I just realized he must have the same, he has the same last name as her, not the father. I really don't know his last name. I just keep saying Damien in the article here. It says her son Damien. Let's see. Yeah, no, he has her last name. I wonder why he has her last name and not the father's last name. I have no clue who the father is. Let's see. His father is Steve Bing. Never heard of him. Is he an actor too? Was an American businessman, film producer. He died in 2020. American film producer, investor, philanthropist, screenwriter. Interesting. Not aware of him at all. Well, Damien, if you're still listening right now, I know you had to take, a call from your very sexy, beautiful mother. I'm looking through this pictures of her lesbian sex scene in your movie. And I mean, hey, they do look great. You did know how to direct her scene. It's still weird that this is your version of art. But, just for these pictures here, I'll let it slide. But I'm still going to think you're a freak for putting your mom in this. Okie dokes. That's all I really got to say about that. I'm glad Damien called in, though. We got to talk with him. Oh, wait, we're getting a call in again before I end this. Yeah, caller, you're on the air with Frankie D.
How dare you keep talking about me and bring my patronage into question?
Well, I thought you had to talk to your mother.
I did, but then I kept listening while I was on the phone with her and had to hang up because you inflamed me.
Why
would I not take my mother's last name?
I most people have their father's last name. Like, what made you
take... Do not bring up my sperm donor.
He's only a sperm donor to you? He wasn't a father to you?
No. I am a mommy's boy.
Oh. I wasn't aware of that. Most people have their father's last name, so I was just curious.
Okay.
So...
Well, some people don't, Frank. You don't know everything.
So is that why, like, you like seeing your mom naked so much? Like, you're everything, she's just your whole world.
Frank.
You have her last name. You like to see her naked. You take showers with her.
Frank, I think there's something wrong with you.
What's the craziest thing you do with your mom, Damien?
Why are you so obsessed with me, Frank?
I'm really more obsessed with your mom.
As everyone should be. She is amazing and perfect and beautiful.
Sometimes I sing Stacy's mom, but then sing Damien's mom.
Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Damien's mom has got it going on.
Frank,
I want
to
bang
it's
her
time for you to stop.
Really, really
Frank,
bad.
Frank, what? I said to stop it.
Okay.
Yes.
This one's for your mom, Damien.
Big tits.
Ah.
You're going to hear from my lawyers, Frankie D.
I'd rather hear from your mom. Oh, that's it with Damien. Ah, well, that was Damien Hurley, Elizabeth Hurley's son, talking with him a little bit about, him putting his mom in a lesbian sex scene in his movie. But she felt liberated by it. All right, well, that was cool. We got, where's he on the celebrity meter? Is he, like, D-list? Is he even considered a celebrity? He's a famous person's son. I don't know. We got some sort of name calling in here, so that was fun. Alrighty, I'm going to hop back to some music now. We'll be back with another topic afterwards. Alright, cool. Next up here on the Frankie D Show, we got 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad by Meatloaf. We are back to the Frankie D Show. The last week, I talked about Drake Bell being like sexually abused in Nickelodeon. I said... There's like a docuseries coming out about it, and the docuseries is out. I have not watched it yet, but I have heard a lot of people talk about it. So we're going to talk about it for, a couple minutes here, just to discuss the little bit I've heard about it. I think it's on HBO or something. I don't have HBO. I do want to see it. I've talked about Amanda Bynes on here before, Drake Bell, people I grew up with, so I am always curious about what's going on with them. And, Nickelodeon was obviously... Since I've talked about it, a channel I watched a lot when I was a little kid. So this docu-series comes out, and bashing Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider was the guy that made majority of the Nickelodeon shows. He, maybe Dan Schneider will end up calling in the show. Who knows? But he, you know, he, apparently he screamed at the kids. I don't know. I think he sexually abused them. I can't say because I did not watch the docuseries. So I don't exactly know what he did, but I know the docuseries has not painted him in a good way at all. And I mean, you've been hearing for years that Dan Schneider was like a piece of shit and stuff. So he has not even tried to defend himself in any sort of way. So I guess, you know, guess he did do bad stuff. He did do an apology. Now, I don't exactly know what he's apologizing for, because if he, you know, like sexually abused someone, then like, and he's admitting it, then can't they like arrest him now or something like that? Or they could get him in some sort of way, right? So I don't exactly know what he's apologizing for, or if he's just apologizing for like being an asshole. He's like, oh yeah, I screamed at the kids and stuff. It, you know, was not good. So I don't know. So let's see. I got the apology here. Man, he's lost weight. He was always like a fat ass. He's definitely lost weight. He's still a big dude. He looks like a big version of Peter Dinklage now. You know, the dwarf from, well, I don't know, from Elf and stuff. Or what's the big show he's in? I don't even remember. I think that show was actually on HBO, the one that I'm thinking of him in. I don't even remember the name of it. But yeah, he looks kind of like a big version of Peter Dinklage. Let's see, I got this video here of his apology. Let's see what he's got to say.
When I watched the show, I could see the hurt in some people's eyes, and it made me feel awful.
It's funny. So he sees the hurt in the show, and like he feels awful. When you were doing whatever you were doing to them, did you not see hurt in their eyes back then? I mean, usually when you're being a piece of shit to someone, you know, like, you know, you're being a piece of shit, right? Like, why is it now that, I mean, what makes you looking at them now feel bad? I don't know.
That show, the shocking headline-making ID Discovery docuseries Quiet on Set.
How safe can any kids be in that environment?
It uncovered the dangerous culture behind Nickelodeon's popular teen TV.
You know, it's interesting because you always heard shit about Disney and stuff. And that one kind of made sense because a lot of the Disney kids went crazy, right? And if they didn't go crazy, then I don't know. I guess you don't really even hear about them that much anymore. Nickelodeon, I don't know. Like, Amanda Bynes has her problems. Trick Bell has his problems. But I feel like a lot of them, you're not, you know, you're not hearing. A lot of them went on to, or I don't know if they went on to be super successful. I mean, Ariana Grande went on to be super successful. I think Amanda Bynes is on her way to being mega successful. I don't know. It's like you think more of them would have ended up crazy like the Disney stars. But apparently it was a super toxic place, Nickelodeon.
Empire that began in the 90s.
Hostile work environment. Actual pedophiles on set.
That led to victims of child sexual abuse.
Let's see. I want to just see. Oh, wait. Is this the apology? He's doing an apology with, I don't remember the guy's name. Dude that owned the smoothie shop. Or I don't know if he owned it. Guy that worked at the smoothie shop in iCarly. Another Dan Schneider show.
And now, Dan is speaking out.
Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship.
I wish I could go back and never, ever feel like it was okay to be an
one of Dan's cast.
So he's just saying an asshole. He's saying he was an asshole to these kids. But I don't think he elaborated any further on exactly what he did. But I guess the docuseries was there to show exactly what he did, so maybe he didn't feel the need to elaborate anymore.
Members Drake Bell, the star of Drake and Josh, was sexually abused by the show's dialogue coach, Brian Peck. He was 15.
The abuse was extensive, and it got pretty brutal.
Jesus Christ. Well, thank God that dude was sent to prison for that. I wonder if this is going to put more of it, like, more of a light on that guy now, because apparently, you know, he did go to prison. No one really, as far as I know, no one really talked about it that much. And then the guy was able just to go back to the entertainment industry.
I did not hire Brian Peck. And when Drake and I talked and he told me what had happened, I was more devastated by that than anything that ever happened to me in my career thus far.
Dan also,
did he fire him, or was he allowed to fire him? Like, how did that go down?
addresses allegations he made inappropriate requests to his young stars and staff for on-set massages.
It was almost always a female, and it was often one from the wardrobe department.
It was wrong. It was wrong that I ever put anybody in that position.
Dan was also accused of overlooking actors of color in his series.
Diversity has always been very important to me in my shows.
I grew up on all that.
Brian Hearn and Giovanni Samuels are former Nickelodeon stars. While they both hold no hard feelings against their former boss today, they did, however, often feel uncomfortable on his sets.
It was the mention of my skin color as charcoal that was like the first damaging thing that I experienced.
That you're still thinking about in your 30s.
Yeah.
Right. And I had some discriminatory things happen. I've heard a hairstylist say, I don't know what to do with these things. This is not things, this is my hair.
I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
So I wonder if he's going to try to reach out to people to apologize, and if he is, if they are going to talk to him, accept it. I mean, I saw in 2020 he did a, on like the channel he just did this apology on, he did a, or not this particular channel, but he has like a Dan Warped channel or something on YouTube that I saw the apology was on. And he, well, in 2020 he did a call with a bunch of Nickelodeon kids, like a video call. So like, I don't know. I thought the news was already out that he was like a piece of crap before that. So I wonder if they don't have a problem with him, or if they were just hiding it, or what the deal is with that. So I don't know. That's all crazy. I wonder if he does apologize and they do take his call or whatever, if they will just accept it and move on. It's like, oh yeah, we'll work with you again, or what the deal with that will be. I've got another video here. It's of Drake Bell. He was saying that he, apparently Josh Peck has reached out to him, and I guess some people were giving Josh a hard time or something, and he was like, eh, he reached out to me, leave him alone. Honestly, I don't really think if, you know, Josh is like feeling bad now, you should just like give him a free pass. Like, the dude's lied about you, Drake. He literally, I remember him on Dave Portnoy's podcast, and he was like, yeah, I haven't like talked or seen Drake or whatever it was, like pretty much since the show ended. I'm like, I saw you, you had another sitcom and Drake was in an episode. I saw he was in some of your YouTube videos. Like, you guys definitely had seen each other after. Like, he was just trying to distance himself. Now, you know, Drake has this app to him, and it's like, oh, wait, it's safe to talk to him again. I don't know. Let's see if this video's here. What happened to the video? I wanted to see Drake talk about Josh there. Oh, wait, is this the video? This might be it. Here we go. Hopefully there's no ad. Oh, and of course there's an ad. Come on, ad, go away. Crazy ad. Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to clear something up. I've noticed a lot of comments on some of Josh's TikToks and some of his posts, and I just want to let you guys know that this is really, processing this and going through this is a really emotional time. And
did Josh like ask him to do this, or is he actually just being like a nice person? It's like, hey, let's get some people off of Josh's back.
A lot of it's very, very difficult. So not everything is put out to the public, but I just want you guys to know that he has reached out to me, and
what'd he say?
It's been very sensitive.
Well, I want to know what he said.
He has reached out to talk with me and help me work through this, and has been really, really great. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, and to take it a little easy on him. Hey, what's
alrighty, so he wants you guys to take it easy on him. Let's see. I want to see some comments, see what some people had to say about it. If people are, like, fine with Drake now, if they're like, oh, no, he's still a piece of shit for the stuff he was in trouble for. Let's see. All you have to remember, Josh is still active in Hollywood, which means he's not allowed to speak out if he wants to continue working. There's a huge price to pay to be Hollywood. This person said, Josh Peck was also a child at the time. What is a child supposed to do other than live in fear? Also, why would Josh speak on Drake's assault? They shared a bond and love, and it is disrespectful to talk about someone else's assault when you can't relate. Stop pushing cancel culture on adults who couldn't help what happened to them as a child. documentary was heartbreaking. Disney hired him after he was incarcerated for lewd acts on a minor. They should be sued. Oh, damn. Disney hired that guy? That's insane. Very gracious of Drake to say this given the circumstances. All right, no one's really bashing Drake here. I did sort of think some people were still going to be bashing Drake, but no one's bashing him. Alrighty, well, that's it with that. I just figured I'd talk about that since mentioned it last week. And now a lot of people talked about it this week. Apparently, there was a lot of craziness going on in that docuseries. For now, I'm going to hop back to some music, though. Fortunately, we didn't get a call. I thought Dan Schneider was going to call in or something, do another public apology, but I guess not. Okay, so next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Alrighty, we are back to the Frankie D Show. So, I don't really talk about, you know, politics on the show. I just try to keep it on, I don't know, random topics, stuff going on, whatever. Now, I did see today, not all that long ago either, it's really not that political, actually. It's more, I guess, more the broadcast industry than the politics world, but Candace Owens departs from Ben Shapiro's company, The Daily Wire. So from my understanding, again, this is very new, so I haven't really read into this at all, but from the little bit I saw, it seems like she might have gotten fired from there. So if those of you aren't familiar with either of them, Ben Shapiro's got one of the top right-wing political podcasts. Actually, he's on the radio also. He works for Westwood One. I really don't know how all that works. But so from my understanding, he's got a syndicated radio show. I don't think he has a home-based station. I think he just does a live show for a couple hours a day. And then it's just syndicated to a bunch of radio stations. But I think more people know him from his podcast at this point. I don't think most people even know he's on the actual radio. But then Candace Owens, she worked for his company. She's a black woman, and she got a lot of attention because, I don't know, I guess it wasn't popular to be a black woman conservative. So she stood up for Trump a lot and all that stuff. So she got a lot of popularity for going against the grain. And then Ben Shapiro's company, The Daily Wire, hired her. And then it seemed like there's been some rifts. And now she's no longer with them. I'm curious what she's going to do. I'm curious if another company's going to pick her up now or if she's going to go independent. Because I can't really see, when you have certain people get to such a high level with a company, it's hard seeing them go independent unless they start their own company. Like, it seems like Tucker Carlson, he worked for Fox for all those years. He, you know, he's no longer with Fox. Now it appears like he's started his own company. Right? I mean, I don't know if he, you know, has any other, like, broadcasters working for him. But, he's not doing all the work by himself, I don't think. I don't think he's doing his own editing or whatever. I could be wrong with that, though. So, I really can't see her just going completely independent. Like, with the Daily Wire, she had, you know, a studio, she had editors, she had everything. I'm not saying she doesn't have money now where she couldn't do that and pay someone... to do that and stuff. I just don't see it, though. I feel like she's gonna sign with someone. Let's see, I got this Washington Post article. Candace Owens departs Ben Shapiro's website after anti-Semitic commentary. She said anti-Semitic stuff, or is that just a headline here? People are not agreeing with, let's see. Prominent right-wing commentator Candace Owens has left the Daily Wire, the website founded by conservative commentator Ben Shapiro, after months of promoting anti-Semitic ideas. I mean, I've heard her talk many times. I don't think I've ever heard her really say anything like crazy, but then again, I don't listen to her that much. I want some examples in here. I hate when people say for promoting anti-Semitic ideas but don't actually say the anti-Semitic ideas. Like, I'm not saying even the article is wrong, I just don't know exactly what she's said. In a statement posted to social media Friday morning, Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring said the company and the pundit have ended their relationship. So his last name really boring. I've heard of this guy before. The rumors are true. I am finally free, Owens said in her own post. The details of Owens' exit weren't immediately clear, but it follows increased tension over anti-Semitic rhetoric that pitted Owens against Shapiro, who is Jewish, and the rest of the site's more mainline conservative figures. The Daily Wire didn't respond to a request for further comment. Owens couldn't be reached for an immediate comment. In a Thursday appearance on the Breakfast Club radio show, Owens acknowledged her strained relationship with Shapiro, but claimed that Ben doesn't have the power to fire me. So who fired her then? I wonder if it was like sort of mutual, but she was like, you guys got to give me money to leave. Like, if you give me money, I will leave. It's like, I feel the tension here. I don't want to stay here, but like, I'm not just leaving. I'm more curious where she's going next. I don't even really care why she's not there anymore. You know, I got to just assume it is because, her saying stuff that they perceived as anti-Semitic. Again, I don't know what she said, so I can't say. A telegenic presence and pugnacious social media warrior, Owens, 34, first rose to prominence on the right for her commentary skeptical of women who had been harassed during the 2014 Gamergate controversy that consumed the video game world. An unabashed booster and defender of Donald Trump, she launched a campaign in 2018 known as Blexit to try to encourage black voters to leave the Democratic Party. 2020, she joined the Daily Wire, an Asheville-based conservative entertainment conglomerate with a massive following and ambitions to become a conservative alternative to Hollywood, and immediately became one of its leading pundits. See, the problem with that is, and a conservative alternative to Hollywood, once you have, like, that stigma as, oh, we're conservative, like that's just your motive, that, it, like, no one, a lot of people aren't going to be interested in that, unless you're very far to the right. Like, people just don't want to think about politics either way, the average person. When I watch TV, I don't want any bias left or right. I just, like, if it's a comedy, I just want people making fun of people. In all sorts of directions. I don't want any sort of agenda at all. I definitely think there should be an alternative to Hollywood, but I think it should be based on, you know, entertainment, comedy, good, you know, just a good product. I don't think politics has any room in the entertainment world. They're two different things. Leave them as two different things. Let's see. Her profile grew when rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, praised the way she thinks, both appearing at a 2022 fashion show wearing matching White Lives Matter shirts, but Ye had already moved into his new role as an erratic provocateur, recently making anti-Semitic comments, if occasionally apologizing and speaking admiringly about Adolf Hitler. Yeah, I remember that. He went fucking nuts. Let's see. I'm going to scroll down a bit. Think she's been absolutely disgraceful, Shapiro said in a recording posted on X in November. I think that her faux sophistication on these particular issues has been ridiculous. Owen shot back on X that you cannot serve both God and money in what appeared to be a jab at her employer. Still, the November feud appeared to have been settled, with Boring releasing a statement saying Owen's job is secured. Let's see, there's comments here. Well, let me read them. Oh, it does. Okay. I haven't heard of this person, but she lost me anyway at an unabashed booster and defender of Donald Trump. This person said, good, don't let the door hit you on the way out. This person said, she's, quotes, nice, bless her heart. This person said, let's see, thanks. I've also seen other takes on the situation, and while there was a time I would have taken for granted the WP was the only one getting it right, no longer. Candace Owens is a common grifter. Her 15 minutes of fame is coming to a close, gratefully. And we'll read one more. It was a bizarre characterization of her poor word choices from journalist Will Sommer. All right. Well, that just caught my attention. Just happened today. Figured we'd talk about it. I'm going to hop back to some music and probably only a song. And then if anyone wants to call in, go for it. I'm going to be closing the show out after. All right, so next up here on the Frankie D Show, we got Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. All righty. We're back to the Frankie D Show. We're going to be closing up the show, but I do have one last call in here. Yeah, caller, you're on the air with Frankie D.
God damn, that was fucking annoying.
It's not my fault you called in.
You said I'm gonna play one more song. So I hear it's fucking Aerosmith. I turn down the volume, wait a little bit, then call in, and then you're playing a second fucking Aerosmith song back to back.
I did that on purpose.
Ah.
I was like, let's piss Thurman Merman off right now.
Yuck.
What's up, Thurman?
Not much. Just walking to my car right now.
I didn't get to play the Saturday Night Smoke picture game to Twitter game today. He didn't send one. He didn't call in. He is MIA.
Ah, shit. I should be send a welfare check over on him.
Maybe he's probably just sucking a Babchick's dick right now.
Yeah. No, I was calling in because you were talking about Candace Owens.
Yeah, do you think she's hot?
I would do it.
Yeah, me too. I think she's pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean, I like angry women.
You like airy
like
women?
AOC. Angry.
Oh, angry.
Passionate women.
Well, I mean.
Like AOC.
Yeah, and she, I mean, Candace Owens is angry and passionate also.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I find that kind of sexy.
I would take Candace Owens over AOC.
Dude, you're smacked.
Nah, I think she's hotter.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
Excuse me. Can I just get my keys for the Ford? The Ford right there.
Give Thurman his keys.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Thurman,
yeah,
sorry
about that.
I do got to drive.
So I was going here, so I was like.
I got to drive somewhere myself, Thurman, so we only got like a few minutes here.
Yeah, wait. I got a story with this, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, no, you're smacked for that. She's definitely not as hot. But talking about her makes me think of Chappelle's first special that he did during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You're going to be switching over to my Bluetooth. One second.
Okay. Hold on, people. Okay, yep, I can hear you.
And you hear me.
Yep.
Did you watch that special? I think he put it like straight to YouTube.
No.
It was following the death of George Floyd.
I remember.
It was like a 20-minute.
I remember the controversy and stuff. I don't remember. I didn't watch the special though.
It was like a 20-minute thing where he was like, it wasn't really much stand up. It was more of him talking about just like the African American experience in the United States.
Yeah.
And the state of policing. But he talks about Candace Owens in it. And he like brings her up a couple times. And he's like, that bitch has a stinky pussy. And he just keeps saying that. And now like anytime I hear her name, I just think of like Chappelle, like, that bitch. I can't do his voice. I'm not Dan Soder. That bitch has a stinky pussy.
That's funny. I haven't watched a stand-up special in, like, years.
Really?
Yeah.
He performed at the Stand in New York City on Tuesday night. And after the mic that I was
That's a
at,
pretty big deal.
Yeah. I mean, like, whenever he's in town, like, it's just, like, every comedian, like, goes over to try and catch a glimpse of him. So I was doing a mic and then went over with, like, a bunch of other comics and we're hanging out in the bar. I kept trying to sneak downstairs to go see him, but security was just like, dude, please stop walking downstairs. Stop. I was like, oh, okay. I saw some guys that were, like, big online, but, like, I didn't see... Like, sometimes you'll see, like, a big-name comic, like, show up to hang out like that.
Yeah.
I thought I met Kevin Hart, but turns out I'm just retarded. I was, like, talking to this, like, group of comedians, and then, like, I see this short black guy with, like, a beard that's, like, dressed, like, kind of nice. I was introducing myself to, like, some people, and I, like, went to him. I was like, yo, I, like, looked at him for half a second. I was like, oh, what's up, man? His name's, like, Thurman, like, stuck in my hand. And he just, like, looked away and walked away from me. I was like, man, that guy was a real asshole. He must be famous if he did that. Why else would anybody not want to shake my hand? He must be famous. And then, like, I was, like, sitting there, and I was, like, kind of drunk, and I turned to the one guy I was there with. I was like, dude, don't look now, but you'll never guess who's behind you. And he's like, who? And then he like looks over there and he's like, who is that? I was like, Kevin Hart. He's like, that's not Kevin Hart. And I like looked at him again. It was just like some other short black man. And I was like, oh, man, that guy was just an asshole. He wasn't famous.
Do you think Kevin Hart, though, is an asshole himself in real life? Sometimes I think he's fake. I think he just, like, puts on this phony act, and then he's really not like that in real life. What do you think?
I mean, he's, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he had an ego. Like, he's, like, super big, you know?
Yeah, but he always puts on, like, this, you know, like, kind of like that class clown act, maybe, you know, where, like, you're just, like, a funny guy in school. And then, you know, but, like, I don't know. I always find it crazy, too. Like, Kevin Hart was, like, in, like, the Patrice O'Neal, Jim Norton group in New York.
Because he's friends with his mentor was Keith Robinson.
Gotcha.
And Keith Robinson's, like, one of the seller guys that's, like, boys with Norton.
Gotcha. I just find it crazy. Like, he was friends with them. He does not have the same edgy sort of, you know, comedy that they did. And then he became like, he was like a nobody when he was with them. Like, and like, I don't think anyone really knew him as a stand up when he was friends with like Patrice and Jim and stuff. And then I didn't listen to the podcast, but you did. Didn't that's what Cat Williams say too? Like, he was like, Kevin Hart was never like, big.
Nobody knew who Kevin Hart was. He's an industry fan. No, nobody in L.A. ever heard of a sold-out Kevin Hart show. And then he's got movie deals. And then he's got television. But, like, I don't know. What are you saying there was, like, a stretch? Like, he definitely did have to work his way up. Like, what are you talking about is his, like, first fucking movie. He was in Soul Plane. Which, yeah, he was in this fucking movie. Like, he wasn't very famous at the time. But it was, like, a large ensemble cast. And his role wasn't, like, that big in comparison to, like, fucking Snoop Dogg or Godfrey or Tom Arnold or, like, anybody else that was fucking in it.
Godfrey's considered big?
Godfrey was, like, bigger at a certain point in time, but I'm saying Godfrey's role in the movie was bigger than Kevin Hart's.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't just like Kevin Hart or anything. So I just feel like, I don't know, his whole happy thing, I'm like, there's no way you're this happy and, like, nice and crap all the time.
Yeah. You saw, what's that show Shitty Bill likes? Kill Tony. That, like, sold out MSG two nights?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Coming here in, like, August, sold out two fucking nights. Like, it's, like, all the other comics and, like, are, like, talking about, like, trying to, like, get on it when it comes here.
I wonder, like, the guests that are going to be on it.
I mean, I would imagine, like, I mean, it's MSG, so it's got to be, like, someone big, but...
You think Dice is going to be on it?
Dice? That'd be fucking funny. I mean, he still lives in Manhattan. He like
I thought he lived in Brooklyn.
I mean, maybe he does, but he posts videos online all the time of him just like fucking with people on the street and they don't know who he is.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah,
and he like it's all filmed on the Upper East Side, so I would imagine he lives somewhere over there. Like they're all like on like 78th and 3rd.
Yeah.
Is like where it like looks like, so I would imagine he like lives somewhere over there.
Well, maybe Dice will be on Kill Tony at MSG. I only said that just because it's in New York, and you know Dice was the like first comedian to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Dude, you love shitty movies. Mm-hmm. I watched a shitty movie the other night. It had me fucking cracking up.
Which one?
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Dude, tonight, your homework, Frank, watch My Five Wives.
All right, we'll do. Are there any known actors in it at all?
Rodney Dangerfield's the main fucking guy in it.
All right, I do
and
know
he
him.
He plays the same character he plays in every single fucking movie he's in, where he's just some loud, obnoxious, rich guy who throws his money around. And then there's, like, some uptight guy who, like, doesn't think that, like, he should have this money and, like, doesn't belong with the system. Dice is in it as a mobster. John Panette, you know him?
No, I don't think so.
He was, like, a stand-up. He was, like, pretty big in, like, the early 2000s. Like, huge fat guy. I think he died. Probably, like, 400 pounds.
Damn.
And then Jerry Stiller's in it, too. It's so fucking stupid. He's, like, a real estate developer who buys this plot of land at auction in Utah. And with it, he gets the property from the guy who passed away, who, like, had, like, a bank loan against it. And he gets all the guy's other property, which includes his wives, because he was a Mormon. So she's like right in danger. He's like, oh, I'm a Mormon now. I got five wives. It was so dumb, but it had me laughing. And then, like, the mob wanted to buy the property. And Dice was the one guy in the mob.
I will definitely check it out. What do you think of Jerry Stiller? You like him?
Yeah, I think he's funny. I think he's one of the funniest characters on Seinfeld.
Yeah, I like him too.
Yeah, he didn't have a big part in this, but, like, I just saw those three names. I mean, if I see Dangerfield in everything, in anything, I'm watching it.
You're big on Dangerfield,
fan? I find him so fucking funny. I just think he's so funny.
Well, I will check it out for sure. All right, Thurman, I got to be getting out of here. I got to go somewhere myself, but...
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you hitting up that girl with the boyfriend who's going to call the cops on her?
Yeah. I am going to hit her up and see, and we are meeting for dinner. Oh, you're beeping at someone?
Yeah, it's like these stupid fucking delivery bike drivers on the highway. We need some fucking government regulation on these guys. They don't make any fucking money, and, like, they're doing this, and, like, it's like they need to do this to survive, but, like, they're ruining the fucking roadways with them, like, everywhere in the fucking city, and you got to keep your head on a swivel walking on the street. They can mow you down at any point in time. I fucking hate them. There needs to be, like, something, like, in place where they can just do some other fucking job.
I agree with you, Thurman. I think you should get something started. Get them banned. Get some regulation.
Yeah, get a regulation. I'll make a gang to give them a different business. They can join my gang, and then that's how they make money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All righty, Thurman. I'm gonna let you go now. Any last words?
Penis. Vagina, cum, jism.
Alrighty, I will. I'll talk to you next week. I don't know if you heard in the beginning of the show. I'm going to be having the world famous Robbie Bridges on next week.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a more. Oh, did we just lose Thurman? We just lost Thurman. All right. Well, that makes things easy then. Just going to end the show right here. Wonder what happened to him. Guess he lost reception. Okay. Well, everyone, I'm going to be ending the show now. Again, tell your friends to get the Live 365 app and get FDRS on there. Follow the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to listen to any of these shows on demand, just look up the Frankie D Show anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm out of here now. I will talk to you guys next week. And again, I'll be having a radio host Robbie Bridges on as a guest. All right. Peace.